So here's a public standard that was issued. This was sort of done the right way. This is in the late 70s. People figured out a good replacement for all of that series of substitution ciphers and vision error ciphers and the sort of standard old-fashioned cryptography methods that required a secret key, except they actually made the algorithm public. And, you know, it's all sort of complicated and involves taking bits and smashing them together in various ways. And you can go look it up because it's a published standard and it's used for transmitting financial data. You know, if moving $1 trillion from Washington to Washington to Boston, they don't actually send a truck with $1 trillion in it. They send some digital representation of the data, and that's encrypted in a way so that, you know, somebody in between can't change it from $1 trillion to $2 trillion or whatever. Okay, so when this was invented in 76, they used 56-bit keys. The algorithm remained secure as far as we can tell, but what happened was between 76 and the turn of the 21st century was that computers got fast enough so it actually got feasible to just try them all. 2 to the 56 turned out not to be as big a number 20 or 30 years later as it was in 1976. So the standard was revised, and they buffed up the algorithm a little bit, and now there's something called AES that has a much longer key length, up to 256 bits. So as far as we know, nobody knows how to crack this, although it hasn't been mathematically proved that it's uncrackable. An exhaustive search through all possible keys of that length just takes way too long. All right, so we're all okay with AES, at least as far as the security of the algorithm goes, but we still got the other problem. You know, how do we get the key from Boston to Washington, or Washington to Boston? Right? We can encrypt the ciphertext, and you know, if Eve is listening, now we've moved everything. This is the same diagram, except now we're in the digital world, right? Now let's imagine that you know, Alice is like, we're in the internet world. Alice is buying something from an online store. She wants to send her credit card. And this goes through the ciphertext, now is going through the internet. It's encrypted, let's say, using AES. Okay, the system doesn't work. I mean, it works in theory, but it doesn't work in practice. If you want to communicate with an online store, you can encrypt your credit card number, and Amazon, let's say, will know what algorithm to use. It knows about AES, and it can decrypt it all right. But how are you and Amazon going to decide what encryption key to use? You can't send the encryption key through the internet, right? Because the internet is open, right? Everybody can sniff all the packets in the internet anytime they want to. So this is a serious problem. How do you get the key from one place to another in a kind of electronic world? I mean, it was always a problem because there was always the possibility that your code book could be intercepted en route, or that somebody would figure out that the person who was carrying it was really an agent of a foreign government or something like that. But in the internet world, where there are hundreds of millions of these transactions happening every second, this problem of distributing keys is serious, serious issue. Okay, there's Eve. All right. So solving this took a fundamentally new idea, which these two guys, Whit Diffie and Marty Hellman, figured out in 1976 and published in a paper called New Directions in Cryptography. And It's an astonishing idea, even that you could think of doing it. This is one of these problems where it wasn't a problem where somebody had set out and people worked on it for 100 years and then some genius solved it. Even formulating the problem right was the invention in itself. And then there was some nice math that came afterwards. One interesting aspect of this is that probably the guys who really made the first discovery were probably Clifford Cocks and Martin Williamson, who worked for the British version of the CIA in the early 70s. But they couldn't talk about it, even after Diffie and Hellman, who were academics and just published their stuff in journals. Even after this was all out and a lot more work on it had followed, the Cox and Williamson couldn't acknowledge that they'd already discovered it. Only like 10 years ago or something, they actually able to say, well, actually, we had the same idea. We were working on it in British intelligence.